Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of App Chat from the British Tech Network. I've got to get used to saying that. My name's Carl Madden. This week I have the guest, the wonderful guest of Mr. Andy Fawn from Figster.net. His app in the App Store is Geek Badge. How are you doing, Andy?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much. So, Geek Badge, what's that about?
It's, well, as the name implies, it's an app for geeks out there. It allows you to kind of fill out a questionnaire and get your geek rating, and you get a badge. And like a police officer who kind of flips out their badge when in emergency situations, you can get your geek badge out and kind of take control of a tech situation that's going wrong, or where the inspiration comes from, kind of go into a shop, flash your geek badge, the staff look at it and see, right, this guy knows his stuff, or girl, and kind of cuts the waffle and get, you know, really helps you with whatever you've gone in for.
So this is a recognised badge of authority now, is it?
Oh, I wish. That would be a dream of mine, that it would be a known standard that people go, ah, right, geek badge, right.
Stand aside, ma'am, I'm here.
Yes.
Everything's in order.
Yes, absolutely.
So how long did this app take you to make then?
The idea has been bubbling around in my head for years. I've always wanted, you know, where I've gone into, say, PC World, and you get bombarded with questions about that you're not really interested in. But I think I started it last October. I started putting feelers out with friends to get questions. Mm-hmm. And then I submitted it, I was going to say, very early this year, actually. I think January time this year. So it was actually quite a quick turnaround for me. It was my third submission to the App Store, so I kind of got used to what you have to do, and preparation and groundwork was done for that.
Okay, and how do you exactly get your rating on the badge?
There's a series of questions. I think there's 86 in this version. These were all kind of from my close friends and Twitter friends. They all provided them, and I put them all together, and it's a very simple scoring system. So each question belongs to a category, such as hardware or software, internet, general, or electricals. And then for each category, those points, you answer a question. There's two or more answers, and they all rate in scoring. So they could be a negative points or a positive points. And then at the end, once you've completed all the questions, they're accumulated and then totaled up and divided to give you an overall geek rating. So you could be quite strong in one area, but weak in another, and thus your overall geek rating will be lower, or average out, I should say.
And what is the best score that you can get?
Diamond, which is 5.0.
Damn. You know what I got on my geek level when I tried it out?
Go on.
I got 2.4. I got a silver badge.
Oh, that's not bad.
Geek level 2.4.
I'm 3.3. I'm gold. Even though I know the answers to all the questions, I answered it honestly. And if I can't, you know, I tried to answer it as honest as possible, and I got 3.3. And the highest score that I've seen on Twitter is 4. Oh. And that's platinum. And that's 4.0.
So there's a score to beat.
Yes. There is one score to beat, and I happen to know the person very well, and I can't argue with that. Yes, that's a fair score.
So in a tech situation, you outrank me now.
I do. It's fair. If the you know, if we needed to kind of toe up, you know, go face up, toe to toe, I'd beat you.
This is why I prefer the drinking challenge more.
Yes.
I've got more volume to fill up on that one.
I can have a go.
It's not the playing game, it's the taking part.
Absolutely.
It's not the winning, sorry, it's the taking part.
Yeah.
So what happens if you get a score of 0?
then you just, well, you're laughed at by all your friends. But I did decide not to have a negative score, that it just, the minimum is zero and you get a paper.
Saying, yeah, please try harder.
Yeah, it just kind of, well, it just says paper, 0.0, and it's like, well, you can only go up from there.
Should have said on the paper, I should say,
aww. I might have to do that for the next version. Seriously?
Sorry, did you say where your questions came? Was it a series of questions from...
I canvassed it from friends and colleagues, and obviously some of my questions in there. I just kind of put out the idea via email and Twitter to a few people, and I got a really great response back, and some people loved it and kind of really participated well and came up with brilliant questions that I would never have come up with myself. And only through friends did it become a really good application.
Mm-hmm. And have you got a few favourite questions in there?
My favourite obviously is, can you program in Assembler? And that's because have you programmed in Assembler? And I can answer that one, yes.
See, I've got a no for that one.
Yeah. But have you programmed?
Many, 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 many years ago on a Civic Spectrum.
Well done.
But that was basic.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. That's still programming. Okay. So it's kind of honest answers, but truthful ones. So.
And is there an easy way to check your score against a fellow Geek Squad member or Geek Badge member?
There's a few ways. You can obviously do the usual of sending them an email or posting to Facebook or posting to Twitter. And that's how I've managed to keep an eye on just people around the world. And that's quite enjoyable, to actually see random people who you don't know around the world using your app. That's actually quite a lovely thing, that little bit of feedback. I got a little warm glow when you see people in California using it. But my favorite way of doing it is and this is kind of pub mode enabled, is that you're down the pub with your mates, and you can obviously use you can use bump technology of actually bumping the two phones together, and you will do a direct comparison of your scores. And so it's kind of like, it's called Geek Rut, because kind of like stags challenging one another. I like the analogy, to be honest. And so using bump technology, which has been around for quite a while and was freely available, you can challenge your friends directly.
And the one with the lowest score has to get the round in.
Oh, absolutely. Stands to reason. And if you've got a really bad score, you have to get the crisps as well.
But I like those rules. Hopefully maybe 2.4. Maybe I won't like those rules. Depends where I am. I might have the lowest score.
Well, what you can legitimately do is now research the questions and then answer them all. And if you can think of questions yourself, please do submit them. And if they are geeky enough, I'll add them into the next version. And so you obviously will get some kudos and also some points, because you obviously know the answers.
Hey. Do you plan on updating the app with new questions?
Yes, I'll probably in the next month be actually collating. So I've had some feedback, and other friends have come up with different questions. So I'll be keeping some of the existing questions and coming out with some new ones to keep it fresh and, move it along.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that sounds good. Well, I'll look for the next batch then, I'll try and work on this batch. I'll try and improve 2.4. But yeah. When the new one comes out, will that change my score again then?
Yeah, you'll totally new rating. I mean, I hope I won't go down. But there's chances you could go up. It really does depend on the quality of questions I get in.
Okay, listeners, you hear that? We need questions.
Yes, absolutely.
So you say this is your third application that you've submitted. What's the other two?
The ones prior to that, one was called My Intake, which is a little application for keeping track of, your intake, be it alcohol, caffeine, or tobacco. So the enjoyable things in life. And it works like a loyalty card, that you just quickly start the app and you tap a little square and it makes a little stamp. And you can mark, I've had a coffee or a latte or a cup of tea. And is graded, you know, is grouped together in, you know, alcohol, tobacco, and coffee, and you, yeah, and it will. You can also fill out how, if you want to, if you've spent money on that, or record how much money you've spent on that coffee or tea or your cigarettes or your beer even, and then you get totals for the month, or, you know, for over a period, and you get your averages, and so you can kind of keep a track of exactly how much you've consumed.
And then you start to cry when you look at it.
You'd start to lie to yourself. That wasn't me.
So the idea of keeping track of the amount of booze I intake, that's kind of scary.
It's, well, the part, there's kind of, that's partly the inspiration to this, to my intake, is that the number of times I've gone out and I've started off with a couple of pints, and then by the end of the evening, you're kind of like, how many did I have again? No, I don't, I, so this, so some way of recording exactly how many you've had over an evening. Obviously, it does mean that you have to remember to use the app to record that you've actually had some. Mm-hmm. But being a bit geeky, and, you know, I figure people might remember to do that.
Oh, well, if we're likely to check in at a pub when we go into the pub, chances are we're going to record every aspect of our night as well.
Exactly.
So we do like our stats, it seems.
Yes. Yeah, and the app prior to that was called CrunchURL. Or is called CrunchURL, and I originally wrote that back in 2009. And like with most of my apps, it was a gap filler. There's something that I see that I need or want, and so the software developer in me starts, you know, churning out ideas, and then I fill that gap. And back in 2009, when I first kind of got onto Twitter. There were, the Twitter clients didn't have URL shrinking built in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the iPhone only just got copy and paste, and so I started tweeting links out, and I was just, God, this is awful. So I wrote CrunchURL, which would take the long URLs and shorten them down to obviously the nice little short ones that is good, or Bitly, etc. And so over the years, that, you know, that's obviously not quite so important because most Twitter apps have shortening built in, but I still use it for emailing or actually texting links to people, to family members, because like, oh, look at this. If you try and send a long link to someone, especially like my mum, there's no chance she'll ever get it right. So actually, short URLs are the way forward.
And so what, you just copy and paste that into the app, and then it shrinks it down?
Yeah, you can copy and paste. So if you start, if you copy a URL into the clipboard, and then just start the app, it'll recognize that and kind of give you a choice of the crunching tools, because there's quite a few available on the web. Or if you're just in Safari, if you go to the address bar and before where it says HTTP, you put in the two letters C for Charlie, U for Utah, and hit go, it will then throw that URL into the app directly. So if you're just looking at a page, you can... And in the latest version, I add some functionality to actually uncrunch the URLs, because I often notice now that on Twitter, you're sent some from some spammy sources, like, what's that link? So if there's a short URL, you can then throw it into this app and it will unshorten it. And then if you want to, pass it through Web of Trust, that website checking facility, which kind of rates it, whether it's, you know, green, amber, or red, so you kind of get an idea of what you've been sent.
Yeah, it's nice. You have to watch out for those shortened email, shortened links when they get sent.
Yeah,
just in case, because you can never see where they're going.
No, exactly. So this app kind of, you know, kind of shields you from that by passing it on to these two unshortening services that are freely available.
That's good. So, Andy, so how long have you been into programming, and how long?
Well, officially, I started programming back in 1993 when I went to college at Gloucester and was properly taught programming. But prior to that, I think it was playing around with my brother's ZX Spectrum back in the 80s.
Hey.
When I was allowed to play on it. Probably when he wasn't around, actually. So, I went to college. I did actually apply to do a graphic design course, but they said I wasn't good enough. So I ended up on a programming course, which I found was far better. I was much, much better at programming than I ever was at art. And then yeah, I went to university and then obviously got jobs in the IT industry, really. So love programming. It's just, you know, really, I always kind of see problems and think, ah, I could write a little bit of program to do that.
And what languages did you start out learning? Well, see, if it was Spectrum, it was probably BASIC to start with.
Yeah, it was BASIC originally. That was very, very long time ago, you know, silly stuff. Various languages, starting off, I think, with Turbo Pascal, C, C++, gosh, I've probably forgotten most of them, but now I'm kind of working in C#.net, ASP.net on the Windows side, and that's my day job. And in the evenings, and in my own time, Objective C and Python, and other free services like that.
Yeah, and do you find it easy to program the apps?
They've got easier. Apple have made it easier. Back in 2009, it was Objective-C was quite a big jump from C#, and Xcode wasn't as nice as it is now. They've really made it much, much nicer in the last year or so. iOS 5 has added lots more functionality, and they've allowed you to do a bit more. And Xcode, the free Apple integrated development environment, is significantly better than before. They really are pushing to get people into developing, I feel.
Well, that's good. I mean, if you can do the right app, you can become, this seems to be me anyway, a millionaire overnight virtually.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And it's just out there waiting to be taken.
Yes, there are, you kind of look at apps and you think, I could have written that, I could have done that. And it's always the right time, you know, right place, right time thing, and also having the time to do it, because it does take a while to from the drawing board to actually post polish, submit to Apple, get it rejected because they don't like a button, and then submit it again. It is quite a time consuming process, and I guess because I do it in my own time, work and life gets in the way, really.
Yeah, damn life. It's just a pain sometimes. So would you say you're mainly self-taught, or have you learned, been on courses, or is it mainly from books that you've read?
For the web app development is purely self-taught. I got some books originally, but where I've, you know, had been programming since, you know, 93, it's just a different language. So it's kind of, I know how to program. It's just the nuances of how you actually program in that language and make the best use of the features and functionality available. So yeah, I'm self-taught for iPhone development, really.
Oh, that's very good. So anyone starting out in the business or wants to start looking at getting into design, any tips for how they should start?
As always, I am a nice pad and a pencil. Write your ideas down. There are lots and lots of tutorials on the web on how to start, but some you just find are repeats of the same one. The University of Stanford, it's on iTunes U. Their courses are really good. I'd probably check those out first, to be honest, and a few good books, and take it from there. And obviously, buy a Mac because you need to do the download Xcode from the App Store.
Mm-hmm. But it's a post-PC world.
Excuse me, my cat's just kicking off the back. I knew one. Sorry, I've got a cat, and I knew she'd turn up as I was doing this. yes, it is a post-PC world. But you can't get away from a computer to do app development, I'm afraid. And actually, I think it'd be quite hideous to do programming on an iPad. And I was just getting a headache to think what it'd be like on an iPhone.
So looking to the future, you got any other app ideas in your head? I mean, you don't have to give away any secrets or anything like that, but
I've got quite a few. I'm always kind of seeing stuff, and I've got a little notebook where I just keep writing ideas down. And one is coming up. It's a step away from something that I need, It's more of a, it's like a clandestine social network type thing. And the other one is actually an application that I need, for, and it's actually will be a Mac application. I was going to have a go at doing a Mac app, which is for sharing links between two computers.
Oh, right. I was about to say, if you are you planning any Mac programming rather than just iPhone?
Yes, I am, and that's mostly to fill in a gap. I did actually start off doing OS X development originally back in, when I first started, but then the iPhone app store came and it was just like, well, that's obviously the way to go. So I quickly stopped.
Well, that's fantastic. So Andy, how much of the apps you've got currently in the store?
I've put them on for 69 pence. The cheapest that I could put them on for. And I only do that. I don't really expect to make millions and give up my day job. It's purely just to hopefully pay towards the yearly Apple developer license, which is £99, I think. And it just all helps, really. I think I've made about £87 over the last 3 years. So.
Okay. Well, you never know.
No.
It could all change tomorrow.
Yes.
I mean, just walk amount of people walking in and flashing out their geek badge, just, you know, they need that.
That could be it. That could be, you know, on the BBC News, this is the new world standard for geeks. And that's it. I'll be set up for life.
I especially want to do it at PC World next time I go there.
It's so tempting. I really, you know, but they would probably look at me and go, what's that? It's an iPhone. Oh, okay.
Well, thanks, Andy, for joining us. Like I say, Andy's apps are available in the App Store. It's Geek Badge for 69p, My Intake also for 69p, and sorry, what's the URL, shortener?
Crunch URL.
I shall put links to all these apps on the page of this show. Like I say, Andy, thanks for joining us. That's very interesting. Great stuff. And I hope you have lots of success in the future.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
That's right. This show and all the other shows on the network would not be possible without our sponsorship, UK2.net. They make all the shows available to you so we can bring you all the goodness that is our entertainment. If you go and buy anything from their store, you can use our offer codes if you wish to get 15% off if you use the coupon code BAGELTECH. And if you use BAGELTECH DNS, they'll waive any DNS transfer charges. They really do keep us on the air, and you can support us, please, by supporting them. They're a wonderful company. Okay, thank you very much. Thanks for joining me. And again, Andy, thanks again.
Thank you.
This has been App Chat. My name's Carl Madden. Oh, by the way, Andy, where could people get hold of you if they wish to?
My website, which is figster.net, figster.net, and all via Twitter, which is, my handle is Figsternet.
Figsternet. Okay. And if you buy the app, please tweet out your score so Andy can see it and get that small warm glow again.
Yes, that'd be great. And see if you can beat my friend. 4.0 is the one to beat, everyone.
It's out there. Come on. Someone can reach it without cheating, of course. Well, thanks for joining us. As I say, my name's Carl Madden, Claw0101 on Twitter if you want to get hold of me. Until next time, stay safe. See you soon.